This is Morning Edition. I'm Will Michaels. National parks and monuments are often considered wholesome environments, peaceful places preserving nature and history. But this week's criminal podcast tells how the remains of 41 American Indians disappeared from the Effigy Mounds National Monument in Iowa. Criminal is recorded at WUNC, and the show's host, Phoebe Judge, joins me now. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Will.
What are effigy mounds? What do they look like, and can you kind of describe what they're for?
They're enormous burial sites where Native American tribes buried dead bodies and also buried ceremonial items. They're huge. I went to see them in Iowa. They rise up over the bluffs of the Mississippi River. And from above, they're shaped to look like animals, bears, birds, and sometimes even humans. Tribes would build these enormous grave sites by hand before white settlers moved into the area in the 1800s. Here's Monument Superintendent Jim Nepstead. He showed me around.
So, I mean, this is a, literally, close to a 100-foot-long animal that's been sculpted onto the earth by bringing basket after basket after basket of earth and piling it all up. I mean, there's the equivalent of dozens of dump truck loads of earth that were moved and placed in order to create just this one mound right here.
They sound like a fascinating source of history and anthropology.
They are, but, most importantly, they're very sacred sites to these tribes. The mounds have also been disturbed for hundreds of years. First off, when white settlers came in the 1800s to plant their corn and prepare the field, they would just plow over these mounds. They didn't know what was underneath them. They didn't know what they were. And then for more than 100 years, these native remains were dug up for archaeological purposes and research and kept in museums in these so-called bone rooms. Even when Effigy Mounds was declared a national monument, park infrastructure was so carelessly set up that walkways and buildings were placed directly on top of these mounds.
How did local tribes respond?
They were very upset. The U.S. eventually passed a law in 1990 called NAGPRA. This protected Native American gravesites all across the country. And it allowed tribes to go and repatriate the remains that had been taken in these so-called bone rooms. Pat Murphy was a NAGPRA representative in Iowa. He was charged with repatriating these remains to rebury.
We are charged with taking care of anybody that cannot take care of themselves. And we're also supposed to take care of the ones that were dug up and their spirit journey was interrupted.
So did Effigy Mounds National Monument help him out?
Not at first. I mean, in fact, when Pat Murphy requested an inventory of the Native American remains and artifacts from the monument, it turned out that 41 bodies, almost the museum's entire collection, had gone missing.
You can hear more about the Effigy Mounds investigation and the eventual recovery of the remains on this week's Criminal Podcast. Phoebe Judge is the host of that show, and she joined me here at WUNC today. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thank you.